Blog Talk Radio.
Are so tired, and their weary hearts are yearning for rest. And we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land where we'll receive such peace and happiness. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just more days to get our loved ones in. We look into the sky and tears will fill our eyes, and our weary hearts grow heavier with each day. We cry, oh Lord, please come and take your children home. But then we look around us and we say, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just
well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again this morning, we're getting ready to open your word. Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward this morning to bring to us what you would have us to hear this morning, to help us in knowledge, in wisdom, and to grow in faith so that we can go forth to do your work, Father, the work you would have us to do. And Father, you know that we love you. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. We love the Holy Spirit, because you all first loved us and the work that you've done for us and with us, Father, has been witness to that. We know that you love us. We wasn't worthy, but you took us under your wing. Now, Father, help me this morning to get the word out, the truth of thy word. And I know that's the only thing the Holy Spirit will give me, is the word with the truth. Now help us and be with us throughout the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Exodus this morning. We're going to be picking up with verse 23. We've come a little ways through Exodus. Now, we're going to be looking at some things that not only were meant for that day and time, but also would be brought forward for our day and time. Now, chapter 23, Exodus, verse 1. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Now you see, there's one right there in that first verse. In other words, we're not to bear false witness against anyone else or against anything. We are to walk upright in righteousness and in truth. And when you bear false witness, you're not walking in truth. And there'll be a judgment for that. Now, verse 2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. We see a lot of that going on around us now, don't we? Out here, forming parades and all. And they're doing it in order to get evil accepted. And they have made it in a lot of ways. Neither shall thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Because you see, the Lord's our judge. We're not judges. Now, someone is doing a lot of things evil. Do we know it? Yes. If we didn't, we wouldn't know whether we was doing right or wrong, would we? But we're not their judge. But we are to pray for them. Now, 3, neither shall thou countenance a poor man in his cause. Continuance a poor man in his cause. You know, most today, especially those that are what is considered having things easy or having wealth today, they do. They look down on those that are poor. And one day, they're going to stand before the Lord. Number 4, if thou meet thy enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. Things of our neighbors that we see out, maybe, we need to see that it gets back home. Number 6, thou shalt not rest the judgment of thy poor in his cause. 7, keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and the righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. Now, look what all has been going on in our land. They're not to kill the innocent. And yet, we have had the murder of around 65 to 66 million unborn babies. And it's been accepted, even in a lot of our churches, as a woman's choice. No, she does not have the right to take any life. Well, I just can't take care of it. I didn't want it to, I didn't even want to get this one. Then she should have behaved herself. And not done the things she does to get that way. Well, I was raped. So, you know, you still don't have the right to kill that child. There are things and places to where that child can be put and loved and brought up as a righteous person and become a child of Almighty God. You may not want it, but he does. Now, 8. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Because when you take gifts from others, you feel a responsibility. And you feel as if you owe them something, all except for your, like a gift for a birthday or something that way to a member of the family. Now, then, also thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of us. For ye were, also thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of the stranger, seeing you were strangers in the land of Egypt, letting them know how to treat strangers that were come into their land. 10. In 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the 7th year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, for of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. He's telling them exactly what to do there with their fields and things. And why? It's to help others and even the animals. But they are to work that field for 6 years, but the 7th year, they're to leave that harvest there. Because by that time, they should have plenty of that anyway. Now, 12. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the 7th day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. That's why God created the Sabbath day. It was for man to rest, have that day of rest. He was not to even work one of his animals. Now, you see, And he told us there in verse 12, not to work the ox or the ass, that they may rest. Nor your servants and all those that you've got to help you. You don't work them on the Sabbath day. Now, 13. And in all things that I had said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Don't talk about other gods. And back then, they had many of them. Different people had different things as gods. And there's only one true God. Only one. The great I Am. Jehovah God. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. Our Heavenly Father. He is God Almighty. Now, verse 14, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. And this has carried forward even into these days. Now, and you'll find those days out quickly when you talk to the Jewish people about Passover, about Pentecost. You talk to them and you'll find out about those things. But it's all, they're also in God's Word. And even as we're going through the New Testament also on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be covering a lot of it. Now, 15. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. And that's usually the first one. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days. As I commanded thee in the name, in the time appointed of the month Abib, for in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Now, you see, they're to eat unleavened bread and go to the Lord and all in prayer and speaking with him, but they're not to go empty-handed. That is still observed to this day. You'll see it all over your internet and your television. These ministers, if you watch them, you'll find out all about them. I'm not saying all of them are there and wanting you to observe them for the right reason. They'll be telling you, yeah, you don't come empty-handed, no, because what they're doing, they're just really wanting your money. It is to take money, yes. So God's work has what is needed. That's why we are to take our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, which is the church, so it can do God's work that needs to be done. Because of mankind, in doing a lot of things, takes money to get it done. Now, Verse 16, and the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labor, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labor out of the field. Three times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. Three times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. No way could you get that done here in our land today. You can't hardly get them there. Every now and then. Now, yes, they are. We do have some that go and that are truthful, and they care, and they work, and they are doing the Lord's work, but it is very few. And we know, because God speaks of that in the New Testament about it. Now, 18. Thou shalt not after the blood of offer, thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. Neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. He's given them exactly. Tell them just the way things are to be. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see thee a kid in his mother's milk. Now, here in 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. How much more love and care could God give a people? And yet, they wanted to murmur, complain, but God still loves them. Now, 21. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. My name is in him. And you see, that's just like with you and I today. When people get mad at us, they're not mad really at us because of what we are saying about God and the Word. They're really mad at the Holy Spirit, because if you are walking in the Spirit is the one that is guiding you in what to say. And it's him they're mad at. They're taking it out on you because a lot of them don't know any better or any different. They think they're hurting you. But you see, that's why they're not hurting us. Now, But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, an adversary unto thine adversaries. In other words, letting them know that that angel, if you obey him, obey his voice, then he'll be an enemy to your enemies. He's there to take care of us. And he will. If you are in obedience. And that's the same way we are today. We are to be in obedience unto the word of Almighty God. And if we are, then we are his children. And he has told you and I. He said, I will give you your needs. And he tells us what he'll do if we don't. Now, 22. But if thou shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites, Canaanites, the Havites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Back in the Old Testament, he let them know that he will even heal their sicknesses. He'll take it away. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee, to where they won't even get sick. And see, we need to walk to where we have that divine health. And it can be had today. 26. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. We know that back in those days and times they lived to be many, many, many years old. Now, 27. I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. In other words, he's going to be chasing them off. 28. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Havites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. 29. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. But little by little, I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. 31. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. You see, even back then, God let mankind know everything that he was wanting of them. And you and I have no excuse today whatsoever, because we have things that have been recorded to pass on to you and I, so that we can know our steps and our way home to the Lord. We're told every step of it and how to live our lives, so that it is not empty and it can be full of the things of Almighty God. I pray this morning that you've been able to take something out of this message, that will help you along the way in life, so that you too will be able to find the Lord Jesus Christ, forgiveness of your sins, faith to put your trust in him, in and studying the word of Almighty God, receiving of the Holy Spirit of Almighty, so that you are born again. Because without being born again, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. We are told that in 3 John, in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, tells us that no one that's not born again can enter the kingdom of God. You say, oh, no. After that, that's not true. Yes, but it is true. You see, now, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus and was telling him about being born again. And Nicodemus wasn't understanding a whole lot of it. But the Lord told him what being born again really was. You see, most of us don't even know what being born again really consists of, because we even have a lot of them that will read God's word and still don't take the time to see and to understand what is being said unto them by the word in this Holy Bible. They need to go back there and read that chapter to know what they need in order to make heaven their home and to become that child of the living God. We'll be getting to that. It's going to be a little while. But we will be getting into all of that. Now, we've come to the end of Exodus, there, chapter 23. And God willing, this evening at 6 p.m., we'll be getting into chapter 24. Learn. Understand the good things God has for his people and how to walk to make heaven our home. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word now this morning, we thank you for your word, Father. And we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for these times, Father, that we can come together to share your love for us and with us, to help us along the way. Because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without the Lord Jesus, Father, we can do nothing. It takes him and the Holy Spirit to guide us along the way and so that we can receive the things that we need. Now, Father, be with us throughout this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. So until 6 p.m. this evening, have a great day. Bye-bye now.